The Jews in Susa, however, had assembled on the 13th and 14th, and then on the 15th they rested and made it a day of feasting and joy. That is why rural Jews who's living in villages observe the 14th of the month of Adar as a day of joy and feasting, a day for giving presents to each other. Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Xerxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar, as the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy, and their mourning into a day of celebration. He wrote to them to observe the day as days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor. So the Jews agreed to continue the celebration they had begun, doing what Mordecai had written to them. For Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to destroy them and had cast the pur, which is the lot, for their ruin and destruction. But when the plot came to the king's attention, he issued written orders that the evil scheme Haman had devised against the Jews should come back on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Therefore, these days were called Purim, from the word pur. Because everything written in this letter, and because of what they had seen and what had happened to them, the Jews took it upon themselves to establish the custom that they and their descendants and all who joined them should without fail observe these 2 days every year, in the way prescribed and at the time appointed. These days should be remembered and observed in every generation by every family and in every province and in every city, and these days of Purim should never cease to be celebrated by the Jews, nor should the memory of them die out among their descendants. So Queen Esther, daughter of Abihail, along with Mordecai the Jew, wrote with full authority to confirm this second letter concerning Purim. And Mordecai sent letters to all the Jews in the 127 provinces of the king of Xerxes, words of goodwill and assurance, to establish these days of Purim, and at their designated times, as Mordecai the Jew and Queen Esther had decreed for them, and as they had established for themselves and their descendants in regard to their times of fasting and lamentation. Esther's decree confirmed these regulations about Purim, and it was written down in the records. King Xerxes imposed tribute throughout the empire to its distant shores, and all his acts of power and might, together with a full account of the greatness of Mordecai, to which the king had raised him. Are they not written in the book of the annals of the king of Media and Persia? Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to King Xerxes, preeminent among the Jews and held in high esteem by his many fellow Jews. Because he worked for the good of his people and spoke up for the welfare of all the Jews. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Father God, speak to us through this passage today. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So Mordecai orders a party. And it's a party which will become the Jewish festival of Purim, which Jewish people still celebrate today. And that's a time when Jews remember with thankfulness the events which this book of Esther describes. The salvation God's won, the things still to come that God has saved and is protecting his people. It's time for the Jews then to say, praise the Lord. well, I'm not going to do this by myself, so you're sitting there. Anybody else who wants to join in, you can have them there if you like, or you could come and sit down here. Would you like one of those? I've got some party hats, but you have to wait for directions. Don't just start blowing. Wait, wait, wait. Anybody else? Do you want one? Okay, so you've got to wait for instructions. Don't start blowing them yet. There you are. I'll have one of those as well. I'll put those down there. So if you children on the carpet would like to sit yourselves down. I've got some party hats as well. So anybody wants a party hat? Anybody wants a party hat? Anybody wants a party hat? Yeah, it's not quite enough to go round, so you have to share. But everybody's got something to blow. There you go. So Mordecai is throwing a party. Mordecai is having a party, and this is the reason why. You'll remember, perhaps, that the Persian king Xerxes was annoyed with Queen Vashti. This was right at the beginning of the book of Esther. He was annoyed with his wife, so he divorced her. Boo! The Jew, Mordecai, had brought up his cousin, that's Esther, because her father and mother had died. Mordecai didn't know it, but through God's plan, he was getting things ready for the hard times ahead. Hooray! Now, Esther was very beautiful, and she won the king's favor. He made her his queen in his palace. You see, God was getting things ready for the hard times to come. Hooray! Now, Mordecai uncovered a plot to murder the king. He told Esther, and the king's life was spared. Hooray! But and you're not going to need them for this bit. This is definitely a boo moment. The Prime Minister, Haman, he hated the Jews. Boo. And because Mordecai wouldn't bow to him, Haman decided to kill Mordecai and, for good measure, all of God's people as well. He decided to kill them. Boo. Oh, it's not the moment for that, my friend. No, this is definitely a boo moment. Mordecai told Esther, asked her to speak to the king. In fact, Mordecai said, "Who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?" It was all part of God's plan. Hurrah! So Esther told King Xerxes about what Haman had done, and that was the end of horrible Haman. Hurrah! The king gave permission to the Jews to defend themselves against their enemies. This all happened on the 13th day of the month of Adar, and on the 14th day, or a day later in the countryside, as we heard, and then they rested. And they made it a day of feasting and joy. Hooray! It was a bit of a party. And then it says in our reading, actually, in verses 20 and 21 and 22 of chapter 9 of our reading today, it says this: Mordecai recorded these events. He sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Xerxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually at the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy and their mourning into a day of celebration. Hurrah! And you see, even today, Purim is a party. It is a time to remember with thanks the salvation God's won and the good things to come. Okay, thank you. That God saved and is protecting his people. Mordecai says to the Jews, "Praise the Lord." Hurrah! Now, from then to today, from those Jews in the Persian Empire to us, in Jesus Christ, if we know him and follow him, then our whole Christian life, that means all of our life, is one joyful party and a means of thanksgiving. A time to remember with thanks the salvation God's won and the good things to come that God has saved and is protecting his people. Yes! Hurrah! All that time ago, the Jews were under sure but unwarranted sentence of death, but then God saved them. He levied the punishment on the one who actually deserved it, Haman, the evildoer, and the people were saved. The promise that God will always be with them. For us, before we knew Jesus, and actually for you, if you don't know him yet, you're still like this. Before we knew Jesus, we were under sure and wholly deserved sentence of death. What other punishment would be appropriate for turning our backs on a holy God? But God levied our fair punishment on the only one who didn't deserve it. That's Jesus, the righteous. So his people were saved. Washed in the blood of the Lamb, clothed in his righteousness, living his life, God saved us and will always be for us. Hurrah! Our salvation was won and the best is still to come when we're with him in glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
When we're with him in glory forever, the message to God's people is indeed, praise the Lord. And the message of Esther is that God is in control. He turns our sorrow into joy, our mourning into celebration. God's in control and it's all for our good. The perfect reassurance, even in times such as these. Praise the Lord, our salvation was won and the best is still to come. Proclaim it. Enjoy it. Hurrah! Let us pray. Father God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, may we who are your people live our lives full of thankfulness and joy. In gratitude, Lord, for all that you've done and are doing and will do. In your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen.